Welcome. This is Lewis Wood. I am here to show you the audio catalog generator. What is that? Well, that's a catalog of audio clips that you've got in a certain category, and you can show them as a static file system. Or you can host them on GitHub, or you can put them on any web service that supports static content. Now, the beauty of this thing, you don't have to know HTML to use this. You just gotta follow step by step the things that you need to do and know how to use a text editor. I created it all. This app will create it all for you and put it together and display the audio catalog. And whatever your company colors are and theme and stuff like that, once you define them and create them your style, it'll do it. Well, I'm going to have a few starter ones. So you'll have, let's say, a certain color theme that you could start with, and then you can customize it to your liking. Maybe you want some flash. Maybe you want to change out some of my icons. You can have your own custom logo. It's all there. Now, why am I creating an audio catalog or Flash player when there's so many out there? Well, because they don't meet all the criteria. And I felt like doing something like this to test my capabilities and to make sure that I had something that I could use to post my own webinars on this stuff. Okay. And this is audio and things. Okay. So I'm going to right now pull up my browser.
Windows 1, taskbar. Google Dash.
Now, to you guys without screen readers, I am blind and I use a screen reader. And don't worry, this player looks good enough even for the sighted. Okay.
Control L, address in search bar, edit, https://www.google, pasted.
Now I just paste it in the website.
Home, https://leweislood.github.io.
See, that's Oscar. The website domain. My name is Lewis L. Wood. And then it goes there. And then the next thing you know, it does what you call the repo where the page
slash
is.
VSC.
Now I'm going to VS Charlie. Code intro with screen reader. I couldn't use this particular one because I'm recording it. Otherwise, I'd be playing it as a demo.
End blank. Enter. Versus code introduction with screen reader dash Google Chrome. Disable screen reader keys for optimal key compatibility period. Press shift plus quote question quote open parenthesis question mark key closing parenthesis to view shortcut keys help screen period on the shortcut key.
Now, you sighted people, you wouldn't be hearing all that because you have to have a screen reader to hear that. So it wouldn't be playing it. Okay, so when I come in here, what you're going to do is you'll have a logo, and you'll be able to customize this, put your own logo there.
Logo for audio catalog graphic, heading level 1 versus code introduction.
Okay, and that's the name of this one. You put your own custom title up there, VS Code Introduction.
Shortcut keys help screen button.
And there's a shortcut keys to do things, because it's a lot faster with the shortcut keys. To your sight people, you can start using them right away. For us blind people, we have to turn our screen navigator keys off in order for these keys to work. So we'll be toggling back and forth between those modes.
Heading level 4 current status. Disables help screen, comma. Be sure to re-enable your screen reader keys, period. Catalog main region. Heading level 2 part 1 welcome.
Now what I did was all the audio tracks, there's 14 of them actually on this particular catalog for VS Code. And all of them are at heading level 2. So I can just press heading level 2 and go through them. See, I'll go.
Settings, comma, CMD palette, comma, file explorer, heading level 2.
That's the second one.
Outline and brace navigation, heading level 2.
Okay, and that is the third one.
Split editor groups anchor selection, heading level 2.
And that's the fourth one, okay? Now, I'm gonna go ahead and play it. I'm going to take you through it like I'm on a card catalog. I'm right now going to go through it.
Share link to this track button.
So you got a share button. Let's say you got on a track and you got certain sound there or whatever. You can actually click this button and it'll copy it to the clipboard. And you share that link anywhere you want. Here, I'll go ahead and click it.
Space. Luislubadotjithub.io says dialog. Link shared to clipboard. OK button. To activate, press spacebar, period.
There it is. It shared it to the clipboard.
Enter. Luislubadotjithub.io wants to colon see text and images copied to the clipboard dialog. To navigate, use tab, period. Close button. To activate, press spacebar, period. Space. New window. Versus code introduction with...
There, I had to hit the spacebar on the OK button to close it. The alert window. See, I don't see that stuff. Okay.
Explain how to perform split editing, period. This is where a file is editing into window slash groups, period. Explain editor groups and perform a snippet, comma, then block copy.
Yep, see? And there, so this way people, blind and sighted alike, could just do the split editing. But anyway.
A folded code from one group to the newly created snippet code, period. Lastly, I demons control plus backslash to split, period. Control plus K, control plus L to fold as well, period. Control plus play media button.
Now there we are, we got a play button.
Link graphic download media.
We got a download button.
17:29.
So 17 minutes and 29 seconds is what this is.
Pending dot dot.
And it's pending. Wonder why pending. Huh.
17:29.
Otherwise I haven't played it yet.
Link graphic download media. Play media button.
I'm just gonna hit the space bar and start playing it right there because I'm on the button.
Space, 17 minutes and 30
right.
seconds,
Welcome
versus code
back,
introduction
everyone.
With screen reader. Pause
okay,
button to activate, press enter, period.
And we're here, and I think it's like the first. Now, I've got here, and I'm playing on there on that button. Whoop.
Space.
Okay. Now I can hit the up arrow.
Rewind 15 seconds, open parenthesis, J, closing parenthesis button.
It's got J, that's a shortcut key. J, K, L. J for one finger, that'll rewind it a little bit. K will pause it and play it, and then L will fast forward it. These are the same keys as YouTube Player does. Figure we don't need to learn a whole bunch of new keys. I don't see why we need to, so we didn't. All right, and you got more buttons that just showed up.
Play split editor groups anchor selection button. Forward 15 seconds, open previous track, open parentheses, shift plus P, closing
see, I got
parenthesis
a previous
button.
Track, and I got the next track.
Link graphic download media.
There's that old download media.
Next track, open parenthesis, shift plus N, closing parenthesis button.
And here's a status window that the sighted people can see.
0:10:17:30.
See, it tells where they are, how far they are, and everything. Okay, and now I'm going to go ahead and go back to the heading level 2.
Split editor groups anchor selection heading level 2.
Now, right above that is a bar.
Volume up, open parenthesis, be closing parenthesis button.
There's a button, volume. Now, this stuff is handy, like when you're on your smartphone or something. So you can press these buttons right there and find
volume
them.
Down, open parenthesis, shift plus V, closing parenthesis, 90%, open parenthesis, 9, closing parenthesis button. 80%, open parenthesis, 8, closing parenthesis button.
Yep. See, I got 0 through 9. You can go to the percentages associated with multiplied by 10. So 8 times 10 is 80%.
90%, open parenthesis, volume down, open parenthesis, shift plus V, closing parenthesis button.
You see, V, letter V, simple as that, volume up, volume down, okay? And so what I'll do now is
volume up, open parenthesis, be closing
now you see how the sighted people can see the status. Okay, I'm going to go up to the top of the screen
versus code introduction with screen reader logo for audio catalog graphic.
See, I'm way up at the top. Now for us blind people, we get lost all the time, you know, that happens to us by accident or whatever, where we just tabbed out of the window, we come back and somebody's going to put us somewhere else. So what you do is all right now, I'm going to turn off screen navigation keys.
Fourth.
There you go. Now I got the hotkeys working. So I can press the letter K for a play pause.
K, 10 seconds of 17 minutes and 30 seconds.
Now.
K.
Now I've got it playing in there, and now I can press the S for status, which is like sighted people could just look at the status bar. Well, the blind people, you can just press the letter S and get the status.
S. 15 seconds of 17 minutes and 30 seconds. Split editor groups anchor selection is paused.
Yeah, see? And I can hit the numbers key to go to certain percentages.
3, 5 minutes and 15 seconds of 17 minutes and 30 seconds.
Now I'm at the 5-minute mark of 17 minutes, okay?
S, 5 minutes and 15 seconds of 17 minutes and 30 seconds. Split editor groups anchor selection is paused.
I hit the status. And now I got the rate change, which I can do shift greater than or shift less than to speed up the rate or slow down the rate. Screen reader people love doing that because we're used to listening to things a lot faster.
K, 5 minutes and 15 seconds of 17 minutes and greater.
There it is. Okay, I need to get some code now.
Now, I've got some code over here.
V,
and we've got
V,
some
V,
other
V, V,
function,
V,
remember? And we've got color
turned
details
up the
going
volume.
on, but we're going to go to the other color details.
Less. Less.
Okay, that's on set current
Less.
variable. And
Less,
that's
less,
at
less.
the end of it.
K.
So now see, that's really slow. So you can go faster or slower, and it doesn't affect the other tracks. So if you got one particular track, you just for some reason want to hear slow or faster, you got it. You got that kind of control. So let's go Shift P, and I'll go to the previous track.
P,
and
pause
welcome
button,
back.
Play outline and brace
My
navigation.
My name's Lewis Wood, and this is video 3. Now we've discussed navigating using the
4:03:34 of 8:55 plane colon outline. And
see, I went to there. See, that's a class.
Now
I can go ahead and go back to
there.
The next.
Ten,
that's it.
Oh. Pause button. K. 5:55 of 17:30.
See, it's still playing slow there. I'll go to the next track.
Ten, pause button.
Welcome
play
back.
Find replace.
Okay. To
K. K.
Learning.
4 seconds of 15-minute plan. Pause button. Play
Welcome
new project.
Back.
MHDML doc label input.
Today.
Okay.
We're going.
K.
Now. We'll do the help screen. I can do shift question mark.
Question versus code introduction with screen reader document showing help screen period. Screen readers turn on navigation keys to read period.
See the screen reader people, that's what they hear. Turn on the screen reader keys. So I'll do that.
On. Heading level 1 player shortcut keys header. Table with 2 columns and 13 rows. Table for shortcut key. Action performed. Shift plus question. Displays this help screen period. K. Play slash pause current track period. J. L, row shift plus P, rows action performed, switch to previous track, switch to next track, reduce playback rate, dot, dot, row
so,
8.
So, you see, so I can do that, and I go to the very bottom.
Exit button. Enter.
I hit the exit button. I gotta fix that. It's supposed to tell me to turn it back on. Well, anyway. But, I'll do it again.
No clickable elements.
Whoops.
Off. Question.
Okay, that's why it's supposed to tell you. But I hit the escape key instead. It'll tell me that way.
Escape. Closing help screen, period. You may want to turn off screen navigation keys for optimal experience, period.
You see? It suggests just to turn it off, okay? I'll go back up to the top.
Top versus code introduction with B.
Whoops.
On. Shortcut keys help screen button.
There we are. Now I got the shortcut help screen. And you can go that way too off the button at the top.
Space. Banner region. Shortcut keys help screen button. Heading table with 2. Escape. Closing help
there
screen,
go.
Period. You may want to turn
and
off.
Now. I've got down here at the very bottom, I'll go to 5.
Snippets, inline choices and variables, assigning key, heading level 2. Resources, heading level 5.
Okay, heading level 5, I put some links down here.
Here are some revisited link, Microsoft, a catalog, main region, and.
Now, this part's customizable. The stuff that you put, the paragraph you put at the end of all your audio tracks and the stuff you put at the beginning of your audio tracks is completely customizable. Okay.
Copyright 2000 catalog main region end.
Okay.
This is code introduction. My, screen
the logo up there, you can totally pick your own logo. It doesn't matter. It can be a PNG or whatever. You just have to learn how to edit the CSS. And so that's pretty easy. And as far as the icons that I use for the play button and all that other stuff, right now they have to be an SVG and they have to have the same name. So all you do is just copy an SVG on top of it and it will work. Okay, just like that. So all you have to do is do that. So I'm hoping you'll enjoy creating your own catalogs. And it has more complicated features that you can do with more advanced users. So you can have one catalog pointing to a bunch of catalogs. You can do all kinds of stuff. The power is in your hands.